Now joining the Winona Sports Network, head coach for the Warrior men's basketball team, Todd Eisner. Coach, a 1-1 weekend. You seem to have a knack for the theatrics this season already. A triple overtime loss to Minot State. Why don't we start there? An unbelievable game. Looked like you just ran out of gas at the end of that. What were your takeaways from that game on Friday night?
Yeah, we played well enough to win and just didn't finish the game. We were up 6 with 2 minutes to go, and I didn't get some stops where we needed to get some stops, and had an unfortunate kind of play at the end of the game where we tried to foul because we only had 3 team fouls, and kid hoisted a shot from half court as we were in the process of fouling, and they rewarded him with 3 free throws, which was very disappointing and kind of shocking at the end of the day, but you're on the road in the NSIC, and so we just didn't finish the game like we needed to and just ran out of gas in the overtimes. But mm-hmm. our guys gave an unbelievable effort, and I felt like we were the better team for 39 minutes and 45 seconds, and unfortunately didn't come out on top. So tough way to start the weekend, but there was some really good things that I saw out of our team. If Minot's going to be a top 5 or a top 10 team in the country or the best team in our league, we certainly showed that we're right there with them.
Going back to that play at the end of the game, did they give you an explanation for calling that? Because I feel like that play specifically at any level is rarely, if ever, called.
Yeah, I had made the ref in front of me aware that we were going to do it. It wasn't the guy that called it. He said the kid was in the act of shooting. Now, again, I think in most instances, and I've had it before, I've had it in a national tournament game where the kid shot the ball from 75 feet. And when we said we were going to foul on purpose and the ref didn't reward it, and it was the same situation. This guy was literally one step inside of half court. So he shot a 40 footer. But at the end of the day, I probably shouldn't have gone in that direction, even though, like I said, we had 3 fouls to give. My hope was to get it from 22 seconds down to 10 or 12 seconds, and now they probably have to shoot a 3. But at the end of the day, in hindsight, I wouldn't do it again. I would just trust our defense and put the ball more in our hands. And we had a crack at it. We got the ball back with, I think, 13 seconds to go, and felt like we got fouled on the drive and didn't get rewarded. But like I said, that's life on the road in the NSIC. And then we just ran out of steam on the defensive end. We ran out of steam in the 3 overtimes.
You had 4 of your 5 starters play 50-plus minutes in that game. Connor Drew played 41 himself. An impressive win against Mary, regardless of who Mary is as a team, to play a triple overtime game and then go to Bismarck or go to wherever it was up there. How did you get that win on Saturday, and what was the message before that game, and how did you guys survive that 40 minutes?
Yeah, I think that was a key word. It was survival, and we knew it. We didn't hide from it. We asked a lot of our guys. We've asked a lot of our starters all year. It's just the circumstance we're in this year, and so I knew we would be physically tired, which really leads to being mentally tired. I think in any situation, no matter what Mary's circumstance is, they had to be encouraged about the fact that they would have a chance if we played really tired. And we did play tired, but I thought our resolve, I thought our toughness, I thought our character really came out. We did not play well. We guarded well, but offensively we were a train wreck, for the most part of the game. And we were crabby. I told the guys that I felt like I was coaching a bunch of young kids because we were crabby at the officials. We were crabby at each other. And every reason we had a right to be. But their character came through. We made our free throws, which was really important to kind of hold them off. And under the circumstances, as you said, it was a really good win. So I was really proud of our bounce back after what was a tough loss that I think everybody in that arena knew in a lot of ways we should have won.
Mm. Speaking with head coach for Winona State men's basketball, Todd Eisner, you get back on the bus after that game against Mary. Did you have any words for the team in the locker room or on the bus, or was it like, we got the 1-1 split, let's get the hell home?
Yeah, that was basically it. At the first half, Jake, we held them to 22% shooting, and a lot of that success actually came in the last, media timeout. I think they were at, 18% through the first 15 minutes. I told the guys, as ugly as we were offensively, if they can, you know, have that type of effort again defensively in the second half, it'd be really hard for them to catch us. And we held them to 25% in the second half. So, you know, I thought that was the character in us, is that I'm not sure we were great defensively, but we made their possessions hard enough. And so, yeah, we spent very little time in the locker room after the game. It's been a long weekend. I'm proud of you. Let's get out of here. Let's get home and let's recover and head home for, you know, 2 weekends in a row where we're at home finally.
Mm-hmm. Before we get to the incoming weekends, I wanted to ask you a question about your budding star freshman, Tyler Mason. He played just as much as anyone in that overtime game. And like, you know, the rest of the team struggled offensively in that Mary game. But what can you say about a freshman like that who you trust to play for 51 minutes against a top five team in the country in three overtimes? What can you say about him?
Yeah, he's played great. You know, I mean, we had high hopes for him coming into our program. And, you know, an opportunity was presented to him when Devon Fielding went out with a concussion here, like the fourth day of practice, and ended up sitting out a long time. And he kind of grabbed a hold of a spot that we certainly felt like he had a chance to play for us and play a significant role for us. But, you know, I don't think he's given that position back, you know, anytime soon, and more likely never. Can really shoot the basketball. He knows how to play. He was coached really well in the summer with the mid-pro program, and also at his high school at Metamora. Both programs are top-notch, and so he was prepared that way. There's, like anything else, I mean, he's got to get stronger. He's got to work on some skill things besides shooting, you know, that are going to make him better, make us better as we move forward. But, you know, I was telling someone the other day, I mean, the only other person since I've been here that has produced offensively at his level is Kevion Taylor as a freshman. And so, you know, if that's the standard that he's starting out at, then we've got a lot to be excited about, you know, hopefully here in the near future.
Moving on to this weekend, you get Crookston and Bemidji at home. They're, I would say, floating around the bottom portion of the NSIC, but it's all relative. You can be the bottom portion of the NSIC and be a really good basketball team. How do you sort of recuperate their minds after such a weekend like this, and you come back home, you got 14 days at home, and you just get back to the hard work and getting the 2-0 home trip?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously the same mentality. It's a one game at a time mentality. It's just, it's hard to, you know, focus just on one because you play back to back nights. But, you know, we got to focus on Crookston here. We'll start already that today, this afternoon in practice, and put ourselves in a position to start the weekend in the right way. And then, you know, Bemidji's this really scary team only because John Sutherland has been hurt all first semester and now he's back playing. And so there's a two-time All-NSIC player that they were without, you know, the first, if they played, I don't know, 15 games, they were without him the first 10 or 12. And so he changes the dynamics of their team a lot. I mean, he's a tough cover and a really, really good player at the four. And so, you know, so we've got our hands full. I mean, Crookston has struggled, but, you know, you hit it on the head that you know, the reason there's a teams in our league with bad records is because every league has to have a team with bad record, no matter what the league's like. And our league is really, really good, and we've got to really be locked in on Crookston and start the weekend in the right way.
Yeah, you talk about John Sutherland coming back, and they just were dealt a tough loss to Augustana, but they did get that win over Wayne. They competed with Moorhead since his return. What's the plan of attack there, trying to slow down Sutherland and allowing the other players on Bemidji to beat you that way?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the benefits they have is that other guys had an opportunity to step up then, you know. I mean, so, you know, they played without him for a dozen games or whatever it ended up being. And so other guys got comfortable with a greater role. And so now they probably have more options. I haven't delved into him a bunch yet. I've only watched Crookston stuff today. We'll start delving into Bemidji tomorrow with the way we kind of split up our scout week. But I know what he can bring to the table. We were fortunate last year at our place to do a good job on him. He killed us at their place. And so, you know, like I said, right now we're going to spend the majority of our time making sure we've got the first one prepared at the right level. And then we'll figure out a game plan, you know, a little bit this week. And then certainly as we get done with Friday night into Saturday. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the great thing now is we've at least through whatever it is, 9 league games, put ourselves in a position to in a good spot, and we've got to do everything we can to protect our home court here moving forward, so that we continue to move in a positive direction in the league standings.
Mm-hmm. That's head coach for Winona State men's basketball, Todd Eisner. As always, coach, appreciate the time. Crookston this Friday, Bemidji on Saturday. I believe you guys are at 7:30 Friday, 5:30 Saturday. So good luck this week. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk soon. Thanks again, coach.
All right, Jay.